Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Preacher and the Miracle Man here on this Wednesday, August 29th of 2018. So glad you could join us, wherever you may be and however you may be joining today. We're so glad you could join us, and hopefully, and my prayer is that you will be blessed tonight as we do this program. I'm here at McDonald's at 1711 South Saginaw Road. I'm across the road from a Kmart store. I'm northwest of an Admiral gas station. Northwest of an Admiral gas station. Southeast of a Disability Network of Michigan office. But I'm here at the front of the restaurant this time. And I am in here, you know, just sitting here charging my phone, doing this program. And it's always a blast every time I get to do this. So, this weekend is Labor Day, so that means the last unofficial weekend of summer. I know. I feel the same way. But time for pumpkin. Everything is coming. And when I say pumpkin everything, what I mean is the pumpkin stuff and the pumpkin spice stuff. The pumpkin cookies, the pumpkin whoopie pies, the pumpkin donuts, the cider donuts, and other awesome goodies. And great stuff like that. Of course, football. And of course, the leaves falling from the trees, which quite honestly, I'm not quite as excited about that. Because then the temperatures are going to fall and all that. But we're going to leave that alone for right now. Yes, we are. I just want to let you know. So, yesterday from those storms, there was apparently a confirmed tornado somewhere near West Branch. Many people lost power in one county, certain county. 81% of its residents lost power from as a result of last night's storms, many of which may not even have it back until Friday. And that has to be rough. School systems had a surprise day of summer because of the various buildings not having power. From school districts who made that crazy choice to get a waiver so they could start early summer out of it. Unfortunately, the bad news is that it goes towards their 6 snow days. I know that's how it works. I personally disagree because but it is what it is. Now, in terms of football, I wanted to remind you, the Midland High home game that was supposed to be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at Midland Community Stadium will instead be played tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Northwood University, Kent Stadium, at 5 p.m. instead of 7 o'clock. It'll be at 5. Because Kent Stadium does not have lights. I called the athletic office today to see if they had any more information as far as what future plans would be for the rest of the season going forward for Midland football home games. And she told me they were meeting about it. A decision will be made tomorrow with Superintendent Mr. Michael Sherrill and the Board of Education, as I'm sure they will work very diligently to find a solution. I don't think it's going to be a quick fix, you know, to fix the press box. I mean, Xbox. To me, it's like an Xbox because, let's face it, press box sounds so much like Xbox. The only difference is the press and the X. And to me, I will say, as I explained the other day to me, that stadium is very special, kind of like how an Xbox is to someone who loves playing video games. To me, it's awesome because of all the band and everything else. The band is just awesome. The football's awesome. They're going to play a good team tomorrow. That'll be part of Football Central that I'll be doing later is when I'll be predicting this game. Let me think here. What else? Oh. Download the McDonald's app, please. I want you to download the McDonald's app because when you do, you register, you can get these really sweet deals, such as any sandwich for $1. One time per week use from a big variety of various sandwiches, including a Big Mac, a quarter pounder with cheese, a crispy chicken sandwich, artisan grilled chicken sandwich, McMuffin, along with other great sandwiches. All available to you for the low price of just $1. There are other great deals as well, such as $3 off any purchase of $10 or more, along with, as I said, other great deals. On Friday through the end of this year, you can get a free fry with any purchase of $1 or more. Just some examples of the great offers you can have at your local McDonald's. If only you download the app. If only you download the app. Sorry about that noise. Guy's doing something. But, gotta love McDonald's, right? You know, they used to have old commercials that said, McDonald's is my happy place. And it is, because it's a place you can get good food. I'm going to be honest to you guys, to you folks, when I say this, because I don't know if I've told you folks this or not. I don't think I have, and I am extremely shocked that I haven't told you guys this. My favorite, all-time favorite McDonald's. McDonald's, I wish there were a lot more of, but unfortunately, franchisees have made the choice to close them, and corporate has chose to pull the plug on others of these. I'm talking about McDonald's that were located in malls and shopping malls as well as in Walmart. I've been to a couple Walmarts, one in Texas, another in Tennessee, another in Kentucky, another in another state. I mean, Georgia. Yeah, one in Georgia, one in Tennessee, one in Kentucky, one in Texas. Two of them still have McDonald's. Actually, what are you doing, Miracle Man? Get your math right. Excuse me, I meant to say three of them still have it. Thank God. The one that doesn't have it, that used to, one in Chattanooga, Tennessee, they replaced it and put in a Subway instead, which I thought was not a good choice. My idea, personally, is that I like to be at a place, like at a mall or something, or at Walmart getting things that are needed and stuff, you know, or it can even serve as an express McDonald's, you know, if it's in a Walmart or a mall. It may not be as busy as the other McDonald's. Just go in, get your stuff, and either get right out of there, or if you want to, sit down and eat it. But unfortunately, many malls and Walmarts have basically decided no more McDonald's. This mall, Midland Mall, used to have a McDonald's in it. Unfortunately, they took it out a year and a half ago. And to me, the food court has not been the same since. It really hasn't. As the food court, as McDonald's, was a special place in there. It really was. But we lost it. A lot of times at these McDonald's, you're more apt to have, I feel like you're less apt to have messed up orders because they don't have to deal with the drive-thru. To be honest with you, sometimes the drive-thru is nice, but other times I like to wonder, why even have a drive-thru? You know? Just back things up. I think, you know, if you can have all these Starbucks in these certain places, there's no reason some of them can't have McDonald's instead. Because of the high demand that there is for McDonald's, there really is a high demand for it. So I don't know why McDonald's corporate decides, no, we want drive-thrus at all of our places. Here's what I would like to see. McDonald's partner with more retailers. I think it could help drive traffic to some of these retail stores like Macy's or JCPenney's or whatever if they added a McDonald's to some of them, believe it or not, because I'm just brainstorming this. Well, here's how it could, something like this could work. Say at a JCPenney or Macy's, you got to go get back to school clothes or go get kids, go take the kids' clothes shopping for whatever occasion it is. But the Macy's has a McDonald's in it, or the Penny's does or whatever. That can actually incentivize and help bring families in to the store. I really think it could help, especially if it's in a Macy's that is inside of a mall. And I really think they could do it if they planned it right. For example, if it's a Macy's that's in a mall somewhere, you could have a McDonald's window out in the hallway right at Macy's. Then you could have the other inside McDonald's right there by where you go in the store on the mall side, or however they decide to do it. It really could be a smart idea. So I don't know why McDonald's has decided to just get out of all these retail centers. It's a bad move. Because, you know, what if you're at Walmart and you're hungry? Half the time I don't want a Subway. I want a McChicken or a fry or whatever. That's me. But I'm going to get going. Here's the plan for tonight. It goes like this. We're going to read the Bible. We're going to read Joshua 14 tonight. And then we're going to read Hebrews 11, first two verses of Hebrews 12. And then we're going to exhort. After that, Tigers, they were very dismal this weekend. These last two games, very dismal in Kansas City. They did not do well at all. They just totally laid an goose egg on themselves. It was not pretty. We also got mega football to talk about. So we're having Football Central. Discussions of topic. Midland Dow football games this week, tomorrow night. Michigan game for Saturday, as well as Michigan State season preview. So, a lot of football to talk about. Also, the Lions' final preseason game. And a high-profile NFL trade. All of this will be talked about during Football Central. However, I must get going if I want to have time to do everything I want to do tonight. So, with that, folks, those of you who are new to the show, I want you to, or even if you've been listening for a long time, I want you to tell people about the show. It's awesome. We've been doing it for over a year. We've done 200 episodes, and really proud of what we've put together. The website you can log on to is blogtalkradio.com. Once again, the website is blogtalkradio.com, and you'll see a search box. In the search bar, you'll want to type in Upfront Entertainment. After you've typed that in, you'll see a link, and you'll really want to click on that link, because the link will take you to our channel, which is called Living Large. It's called Living Large. That's the name of our channel. And all the episodes we've done are all archived up there for you. And know this, it's always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. When you get on the website, you'll see a like button. Follow button, excuse me. And we really want you to hit that follow button, because then you're going to get notified when we get ready to do our shows. For example, Monday night, we might be doing one, we might not be. I don't know. But surely Tuesday night, for sure Tuesday night, we'll be doing a show. And then Wednesday night. And you'll get notified when as we get ready to do these shows. All right? Also, we have a telephone number that you can call in and be a part of the show that way. The telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. You want to listen for the prompt. When you hear the prompt that says press 1, then you'll want to press 1. And you'll get notified. You'll press one, and then I'll be notified that I have a caller as you'll go through the call screener. And my assistant will let me know you have a caller. I'll let you come on, and I'll give you the floor. And we can talk about anything you want to. We can talk football. We can talk about faith, miracles, the Bible, whatever you want to talk about other than politics. If you want to talk about politics, I'm going to tell you to pray for your leaders that have authority over you, as the Bible says. And I'm also going to tell you to vote, which we should all be doing as American citizens. So we can follow the rules, and hopefully we can have a great show tonight and take some great phone calls. And let me tell you something about this Football Central. I want some of you football fans to come up to call in during Football Central. I'd love to take some of your calls then. I want to hear what you guys are thinking. Are you Michigan fans? Are you Michigan State fans? Are the Lions more so your thing? Or other NFL teams? Or are you one of those guys that say, you know what, Miracle Man? The level of football I care about most is high school football. And here's why. You know, like, hopefully you'd give me a reason why. There'd be absolutely nothing wrong with it. Because I love a good Midland or, you know, high school, varsity high school football game. I do. I also enjoy the college and pro, too. But we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time tonight that we have in your word. Bless these listeners who have made the choice to get on this program. I thank you that they will be blessed for it, and that you'd redeem their time. Thank you that they have hearts to receive the word, and minds that are alert, as they will be taught the word of God, Lord. And that they will never be the same after this lesson. Thank you that you would use me as an oracle tonight. help me to say what you would have me say tonight, please. And Lord, I confess over the show this evening that finances come to the show, great increases in audience come to the show, sponsors and partners come to the show, and new equipment comes to the show, and most importantly, souls come to this show in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Let's go to Joshua chapter 14. Joshua 14. We're going to see what the Lord has for us tonight. By the way, I want to encourage you, stay connected, please. Just stay connected. Whatever I do here at McDonald's, you do along. You go along with me. Participate. Don't just sit there. So if I pray, you pray. If I sing, you sing. I'm opening my Bible right now, so how about you go ahead and study with me? That's how you're going to get the most out of this program. Amen. Okay. I am in Joshua 14. I will begin reading. And I want you to join along with me. I'm going to start reading. You catch up. Now there are the areas that the Israelites, hang on, just turning the page, because the start was at this, turn the page, that were received as an inheritance in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the tribal clans of Israel allotted to them. Their inheritances were assigned by lot to the 9.5 tribes as the Lord had commanded through Moses. Moses had granted the 2.5 tribes their inheritance east of the Jordan, but had not granted the Levites an inheritance among the rest. And the sons of Joseph have become 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. The Levites received no share of the land, but only towns to live in. The pasture lands for their flocks and herds. So the Israelites divided the land just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Verse 6, now the men of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenite, said to him, you know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, that Kadesh, Barnea, about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But my brothers who sent up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So on that day, Moses swore to me, the land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years. Since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the desert. So here I am today, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I am just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard them, that the Israelites were there and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as he said. Then Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. So Hebron has belonged to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenite, ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba, after Arba, who was the greatest man among the Anakites. Then the land had rest from war. Let me see what it is now. 7:02. I'm going to go to Hebrews chapter 11 now. Let's go to Hebrews 11. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11. I'm going to read some about faith. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not just made out of what was visible. He was commended as a righteous man. This is invisible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith, it is possible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, When called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he didn't know where he was going. By faith he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, when he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They didn't receive the things promised. They only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they have left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith Isaac plus Jacob and Esau, in regard to their future. Just turn on the page. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw that he was no ordinary child. They were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose instead to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute, Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, and they refused to be released, so that they may gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while others were chained and put in prison. They were sown. They were sought into. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Now, first two verses of Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let's throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. All right. Now, about that promised land. So this guy, he explains to Joshua and the people, you know, I'm 85 now. I'm 85. When I was 40, I came with Moses, Joshua, and all these other people. I went and spied out the land. However, I obeyed God. These other people chose not to obey God, and they told lies that made the people melt. They made the people scared. Totally made him melt, made him not feel comfortable. They made him not feel comfortable. They did not feel comfortable. But he said that he was 85. He still could go out and fight just as well as he could when he was 40. His age didn't make no difference. I want to talk about this thing, though, of faith is now. Faith is now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Instead of thinking, I'm going to be healed, you know, whenever God sees it right, how about having this confession? I am healed now. I see now. I was blind, but now I see. Now. Faith isn't 20 years from now, 10 years from now, or 5 years from now. It's now. That now and there didn't just mean, okay, now listen. You know, and then you can choose to listen or not or whatever. Or if someone just says, okay, now. In a few weeks. No. Now faith is the substance. That means faith is now. Faith is now. You got to have this mindset. My manifestation is taking place now. My tumor is gone now. Now my deafness is gone. I can now hear out of my other ear. I was poor, but now I'm rich. So, if you're believing for something to take place, don't take this now as just a little word. It's powerful. Now is a powerful word. Faith is now. I receive my healing now. Now. Amen. Now faith is. Not in a week. Not in a month. Not in a year. No. But don't just take that little now word for granted, because that really is powerful. And if you say it, you shall have it. You say, my body lines up to the word right now. It shall happen. It shall happen. It shall happen. It shall happen. All right. Now we're going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time in the word. Thank you that these people receive this word and this exhortation about now faith. Faith is now. Thank you that these people receive it. These people will put this word into practice. I thank you that these people will be doers of the word and not just hearers only. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen and amen and amen. I want to sing a song for you quick before I get into sports. It's called The God of Miracles. The one who made the blind to see is moving here in front of me. Moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear is silencing my every fear. Silencing my every fear. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. The God one who does impossible is reaching out to make me whole, reaching out to make me whole. The one who put death in its place, his life is flowing through my veins. His life is flowing through my veins. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. The God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. The God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. The God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. The God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, that you're the God of miracles. May we never forget about all the miracles you did. Amen. All right. Quick Tigers update before we move into football. Tigers, in their last two games, totally laid a big, huge goose egg to one last night. Matt Boyd, he gave up 5 runs on 8 hits and 6 innings. He had a quality start for going 600 innings, but I don't know how much quality you call that, because he got a loss and gave up 5 runs. So it was only quality in terms of how long he was out there. And then today, Michael Fulmer wasn't too much better. He only lasted 4 innings, gave a bunch of runs, as the Tigers lost 9-2 in KC. Now, it's time for Football Central on the Preacher and Miracle Man show. Hello, everybody. It's Miracle Man here, and I want to welcome you tonight to another edition of Football Central. As it is a huge, dare I say huge, weekend in football, as we have college football season starting. High school school football starting. This week, college football starts. Next week, pro football starts. So, it's going to be a lot of football. So, that's why we put together this Football Central that'll run from approximately 7:25 or so, sometimes like 7:20. And it'll run for 30 minutes, really close to it, of all the football conversations, football picks, maybe some memories, some of my favorite football games that I may have attended or listened to on the radio. How do I shut this alarm off? I had my alarm set. That alarm was to go off at 25 after. Turn off alarm. All right, I have fixed the alarm issue, can now begin, and I'm sorry, guys, about that alarm. I started a minute early. Now I know where that stop button is for next time if I start early. But table of contents for tonight, We have Michigan football, as Michigan takes on Notre Dame on Saturday evening in South Bend. We have Michigan State football. They begin their season on Friday, along with my Spartan preview. I did my Michigan preview on Monday. So we'll do our Spartan preview tonight. We have Midland football. We have Dow football. I have decided that I should begin by talking about Michigan State football tonight. Started with Michigan on Monday, so I'm going to start with Michigan State tonight. What do I see? A wonderful offensive lineman, offensive line, a really great defensive line. I see Mark D'Antonio, who is in his 12th year as a coach. I see Brian Luherke, great quarterback. There's talk he could make the Heisman this year. We'll have to see how that goes. I see lots of talent. I see a schedule that's not quite as tough as Michigan. And I say not quite because there's still some tough games. They don't have to go to Notre Dame or Wisconsin, and they get Ohio State at home. And they get Michigan at home. So having those games at home can help, I think. This weekend they start off playing Utah State in East Lansing on Friday at 7 p.m. But next weekend they'll have to get on, they'll have to travel all the way to Arizona, and they won't be playing until 10:45 on that Saturday evening after Labor Day, September 8th. Their toughest games this year are versus Michigan, versus Ohio State, at Penn State. Those are the three toughest games. I should also say Northwestern will be pretty tough. Northwestern looks to do great things this year as well. When I look at their schedule, I could honestly see Michigan winning 10 games at least. I could, to be honest with you. The schedule is a bit easier than Michigan's schedule because they don't have to be on the road for all those really tough games, and they don't have to play Notre Dame or Wisconsin, unlike Michigan, who has to play both Notre Dame and Wisconsin. Michigan State doesn't have to. Cheers. So, it'll be a bigger deal if Michigan goes 11-1 than what it would be if Michigan State goes 11-1. I expect Michigan State to go 10-2. 11-1, I mean, to be honest. I don't know whether or not they can beat Ohio State, but I think Michigan State can do very well this year. They have a great quarterback in Luherke. They were a young team last year. They're bringing back a lot of talent this year, so I think they're going to do some great things on the banks of the Red Cedar in East Lansing. And it begins on Friday. You'll be able to hear the first game on Wheels 104.5 FM. Game time at 7, pregame starting around 6 on Friday evening, live from Spartan Stadium. Let's talk about Michigan. And now it is time for me to predict Michigan State's first game. Utah State can be challenging, I think, but I think Michigan State still has what it takes to win, but they're both starting. Neither one's played a game yet. So I will say Michigan State 28, Utah State 20. Once again, that is Michigan State 28, Utah State 20. Now, let's go to South Bend, where Michigan will be taking on Notre Dame on Saturday at 7 p.m. My understanding is that you'll be able to hear that game live on 100.5 FM. Notre Dame looks to have a good season this year. I expect Michigan to put up a big fight. However, they could pose just a little bit of a problem for Michigan, the defensive line of Notre Dame. So I'm going to go with Notre Dame 26, Michigan 23. 26-23, Notre Dame over Michigan. They'll have a loss on their hands, but after that, I think they'll go on a good winning streak. I think they'll find out what cost them the game. They'll learn from it, and they'll have some other key wins that maybe, based on last year's performance, they shouldn't have. So I think they'll learn something. I really do. It'd be my expectation, actually, that they would. Because it's Jim Harbaugh. They got a new quarterback now in Shea Patterson, who will be starting. Tariq Black is out hurt still. He will be for some weeks. I'm going to say some until I know otherwise, is what they said. So he'll be out some weeks. He's a pretty good receiver. Maybe I would have felt different about this Notre Dame game if we had the services of Tariq Black. But since we don't, we'll have to rely on someone else. Okay. Now, we'll go to high school football. We have Flint Carmen Ainsworth versus Midland at Northwood University tomorrow evening, 5 p.m. That was supposed to be at Midland High School, but unfortunately with the press box fire, it will not be played there. It will instead be played at Northwood, like I just said. Midland lost 17-15. They made some mistakes they shouldn't have made. I think they need to work on two-point conversions at practice, as well as extra point. I think you could have been a little bit better at the extra point kicking. Because if we would have had the two-point conversion and that extra point that we needed, we would have won that game last week in Traverse City 18-17. That cost us 3 points, those mistakes did. And the ball game. Also, if we can speed up our offense a bit. I know Traverse City gave us a hard time, but still got to be able to play football and function. And not just let them just keep you pinned. And a couple of possessions, they started in Traverse City territory, but they couldn't move the ball. You got to move. When you're winning the field position battle, you've got to take advantage. It's just that sometimes they didn't, unfortunately, and it cost them a game. Midland must fix this if they want to beat Common Ainsworth. Because my understanding is that Common Ainsworth is a pretty good team this year to be on their A game. And you want to know what? I know Chemics don't quit. Since I know Chemics don't quit, and I know not being on their home field, being on that brand new Northwood turf, I think it's going to inspire them. I see a Chemic victory tomorrow. A good Chemic victory. No, it's not going to be a blowout or nothing. But I will say, I believe that Midland will win tomorrow evening by a score of 27-20, Midland, over Flint Common Ainsworth. Now, let's go to Dow at Lapeer. This game is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at Lapeer High School. Lapeer got a huge win against Lake Orion, in Lake Orion, this past Friday. And my understanding is Lake Orion's not exactly a slouch. So I think Lapeer is going to do big things this year, very big things. And quite honestly, it won't be this way now because the league changed the way it's set up. Of the 4 years Midland played Lapeer, Midland lost kind of pretty bad to them the first 3 years. This past year, though, Midland beat Lapeer pretty good, 35-14. What do I see? A Dow team that fought back last week. They fought back from a 17-0 deficit, but couldn't quite finish it off. I see a Dow team that wants to win, a Dow team that is full of talent, and they got some good size too. Don't get me wrong, they got some good size too. So does Lapeer. I see a team who's resilient, wants to work hard for Coach Watkins. Keep in mind, they won't just be playing for Coach Watkins. They're playing for Dow. And for school pride. What do I see, to be honest? Well, I see Dow beating Lapeer. Oh, no, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy at all. And quite honestly, I was amazed that we beat Lapeer last year by as much as we did. I was amazed that Midland beat Lapeer by as much as they did last year. I was at that game at Midland Community Stadium. Only this year it's Dow versus Lapeer at Dow. I mean at Lapeer. I think Dow will beat Lapeer 24-21. Also, Lions' final preseason game is this weekend at Ford Field versus the Cleveland Browns on Saturday. You can, we'll be able to listen to that game live on Z93.3. Lions will be resting most of their starters, I believe. They learned that their backups can be pretty good. I expect a win. I think the Lions will win. 21-18 over the Browns that last year could not win a single game. They were worse than the 2016 Lions. I mean, the 08 Lions that went 0-16. They were worse. They were. So, folks, I will once again go over my picks before I call it a close. Michigan State. I have Michigan State beating Utah State. I have Michigan falling to Notre Dame. I have Midland over Common Ainsworth. I have Dow over Lapeer. I have Lions over Browns. So, good slate of football. It's going to be, starting next week, though, it's going to go back to what I've always called my pick, since last year when I debuted this, the pick six, where there would be a sixth game. Sometimes it may be a college game. Sometimes it may be a pro game. But it'll be a sixth game that I will pick. So, folks, until next week, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I hope that everyone has a very safe and happy, healthy Labor Day weekend. Good night, everybody.